Today, we'll preview what's coming up in the President's Day today. Today, well, yeah, the Presidential Day Planner. We have that every day. Plus, Sir Elton John does not like how the Colonials are voting on American Idol. That's all coming up. But right now, I'm joined by Mark Reilly and Sue Ellicott.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, people. How's everything doing? All right? Everything
sure.
All right?
Sure.
I didn't time my drugs properly this morning.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean with the coffee? Like, I just started, like, I know this is going to be an everyday thing with me, and some people get irate with me sort of festering on about Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But I just started drinking it before the show, but I drank it too early before the show. Like, I drank it, like, an hour and a half ago. And this always used to happen when I used to smoke cigarettes. Basically, what I would do is I'd get up in the morning, I'd have, like, a triple espresso, and I'd smoke, like, 7 cigarettes, and then I'd have to take a nap. Cause, you know, because my body would get exhausted just from processing the toxins I'd put into it, that I have to sleep. Like, and I kind of did that today. I did the Dunkin' Donuts coffee thing, and not like I had to, like, when I got here, I was like, ah! And now I'm like, ugh. So what I'm saying is,
you're saying that you peaked too soon.
I peaked a little too soon, and I found out it's true that Dunkin' Donuts does sell boxes of coffee. You can get a box of Joe. So I think tomorrow I'm going to get a box of Joe. Or if anybody from the higher ups at the Dunkin' Donuts corporate, headquarters hears this, please bring me a box,
Mr. Duncan. Perhaps?
Yeah, Mr. Duncan. And also on top of that, I got to read this voice piece by by James Ridgway, who says Kerry must go. He says, with the air gushing out of John Kerry's balloon, it may be only a matter of time until political insiders in Washington face the dread reality that the junior senator from Massachusetts doesn't have what it takes to win and has got to go. And this guy is a liberal. He's a lefty. And this is exactly what I was talking about the other day, is this defeatist attitude. Yeah, that's a great idea, James. Let's pull the guy out right in the middle of the campaign. That'll make the Democrats seem really strong and together.
But you didn't read the second part.
I'm sorry. Let me read the second part.
He wants to replace Kerry with you.
Oh, yeah, that good idea. Great. You're going to need a really big staff
of people.
Always good
to aim for the center.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. With growing issues over his wealth, which makes fellow plutocrat Bush seem like a charity case by comparison. In what way? Because his wife has $500 million, George W. Bush is George, H.W. Bush's son, and George H.W. Bush owns half the world with a collective of other people. So where's the comparison? The wealth is not a comparison. It just pisses me off because, he's a guy that people listen to, Ridgway is, and this is just one of the same sort of defeatist tones, like when you talk to liberal friends who are like, Bush is probably going to win it, but, I guess we can, it's like, enough with that attitude. We just got to get Bush out of there, and Kerry's our best shot right now. What, are you going to bring Dean back so we can have some other, bipolar meltdown in public and make people, question whether or not he can do it? He even suggests John Edwards. John
really?
Edwards.
Did Edwards win one primary? No, he won his own home state. That's it.
Good for him. Wow, what a powerful politician.
Hey.
I mean, I'm not saying he won't be back and make a good stand for himself later, but you can't rally to have Kerry pushed out right now and think that's going to make anybody, look stronger from the Democratic angle.
The problem with Ridgway's analysis, I think, is that the numbers actually favor Kerry if the numbers come out to vote. If women come out to vote, if black people come out to vote, if Latinos come out to vote, 75% of the electorate comes out to vote, Kerry wins easily.
And apparently if we get Cleveland, we've got a really good shot.
There you go.
Well, clearly this guy's extreme, but he got some attention. I mean, that's the thing, what he's trying to provoke. But I think beneath that, he does have a point that I don't even know if he realizes he's making it. And that is the whole process of how someone becomes a Democratic candidate here just goes on for so long and is so much about huge amounts of money that, in the end, maybe you do end up with a candidate who is just safe but is not inspiring.
I know, but it's like, who's...
I mean, it just speaks to one of the drawbacks in the American election process, and I that's the only valid thing that I think his hidden point that he unintentionally makes.
And I also
speaks to me, but apart from that, he's just clearly radical.
Right, but I think what you said was true, is that it might be more self-promotion than it is actually, putting out some information.
Yeah,
in the world.
And we played right into his hands.
Yeah, but I think that's also a liberal problem. I think that narcissism destroyed the left, you know what I mean? It's like, because of lack of a collective ideology, everyone got really sort of like, but me. I mean, if narcissism were a political movement, we could really motivate people in this country. Just people with signs saying, how's my hair? All right.
Your hair looks good.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting because this was one of the shortest primary seasons on record.
Yeah.
I mean, it was done in 3 months,
mm-hmm.
from January in Iowa to Super Tuesday in March. Kerry locked it up.
He just came out from nowhere, and I don't agree with Ridgeway. I think this guy's got what it takes to be president. Whether he has the charisma that's necessary to make Ridgeway feel something in his pants is not my problem.
Well, it's the same thing that people say about the Yankees. You know,
it's kind of early.
Winning.
I've had enough coffee for that comment.
Now, the Yankees aren't winning. The Yankees aren't hitting. Break up the Yankees. Kerry isn't winning in the polls, but we got plenty of time.
Yeah, it's like, well, don't be a quitter, James.
Yeah, absolutely.